or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
When we tap potential, it's not a bed of roses. It's not a walk in the park, if you understand what I mean. It's, because once you step out on the water, you got to keep on believing. Amen. Amen. You can't start yielding to the elements around you. You can't start, you know, backing up when people get critical, when people disappoint, when it seems like, you know, it ain't working. No, you got to stay, you out on that water. You out in the middle of that lake. You can't stop believing now. And you can't swim either. Yeah, you have to keep your faith alive. Keep that word coming out of your mouth. Keep your mind stayed on him. Keep your eyes on him. That's potential. You are tapping into a potential, because we talked about seven spirits that are in services, that are in situations, in environments. The spirit of intimidation was one. The spirit of hindrance. The spirit of provocation. The spirit of condemnation, the spirit of discouragement, the spirit of unbelief, and the critical spirit. There's critical. So all these spirits out there to try to discourage your making a demand on your faith. Amen. You done stepped out in faith and you watching TV and a commercial come on that takes all the air out your balloon. The enemy will use the airwaves. People's voices, circumstances. You start to believe God and stuff start going wrong. Amen. Stuff start breaking down. I'm not prophesying that. I'm just saying. Anything to distract you or discourage you from making a demand on faith. I want to take a look into a situation here. But let me make a statement. Bountifulness is the way to plenty. You stingy? Ask somebody. Ask the person. Are you stingy? You one of them stingy saints? Just stingy. You ever grow up knowing somebody stingy? They always want something from you, but never want to give anything. Stingy. No, the path to plenty is bountifulness. The liberal soul, the one that is liberal, you know what I mean, that's liberal in their giving, that love to give, you know, their heart is in their giving. People that love to give, they are on the path to plenteousness. Pastor and I worked for a gentleman that we knew well. He's gone on to be with the Lord, but if anyone would be defined like that, it would be him. Plenteousness. He was a bountiful giver. He's one, if you remember, we testified about when we first moved into the building over there. He came to a meeting that we had just because that we were in that Adventist church renting the facility. He came to that meeting he wanted to find out what we needed. And at work one day he called me into the office and said, how much did we need to, you know, to actually move in over there? And I didn't want to tell him all that we needed, you know. I don't think you're interested in all that we need, are you? But he said, no, tell me, what do you need? And I told him, you know, we needed a few thousand dollars. And while I was, you know, right after I finished saying it, he pulled out a checkbook and wrote the check out. A bountiful giver. See, a bountiful giver gives with this in mind. He wants someone's life to be blessed. They're not just here. Take. No, I don't know. Here, no, I don't know. Here, take it anyway. He's not the stingy. No, see, a bountiful giver gives with the thought in mind. I want to bless you. I want this to bless you. You know what I mean? I don't want it to be like, you know, you got a bad taste in your mouth now that you received it from me. Now, I want it to be a blessing to you, no strings attached. You don't have to jump through no hoops. I'm not making you feel bad about getting this. You know, some people make you feel bad. Well, you just keep it. I don't want it no more. Make you feel bad about they $5. Listen, I grew up, I know people like that. But bountifulness is what leads to plenteousness. When your heart is in your giving. You see, it's not even the amount of money that people give. Don't be fooled by that. Because you don't have a lot of money to give. It's in the sacrifice. It's not in the amount. A sacrifice to somebody might be $5. To give $5 is a big sacrifice right now. But that's where the blessing is. It's not in the amount. God said, I can't honor $5. No, he'll honor any amount if the sacrifice is there. You can give $100,000. Here you got $50 million. See, it's in the sacrifice. It ain't even in the amount. Like you done did something. You own the company now. It's in the sacrifice, whether small or great, it's your heart in the giving. Bountifulness leads to plenteousness. When you lay out for God, and this is what I want to emphasize tonight, when you lay out for God, you lay up for yourself. Amen. 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 You lay up for God. You lay out for God. The law of reciprocity. God will be a debtor to no one. When you give, listen, and we don't just give to give. We give with our heart in it. We give because we want to bless people. But the fact of the matter is, while we're doing that and we're finding fulfillment in blessing people, God says, I'm about to bless you back. Because I'm not going to owe you anything, and I'm going to bless you back. See, you sow a seed, but God gives a harvest. And you know what? Your seed may leave your hand, but it will never leave your life. Hello? I said, your seed may leave your hand, but it'll never leave your life. God will see to it, harvest will come in. That's why we need to learn to tap the potential even in our giving and become bountiful wherever you are. Bounty doesn't mean the amount. It means the sacrifice. It means putting your heart again into your giving. You hear me often say, first got saved, I would put change into those envelopes. I mean, wasn't much change either. Little part-time job at a Keen gas station. Keen, K-E-A-N, part-time, and just, you know, crumbs off the table. But I learned to honor God. And you know what? To give with a bountifulness. You know, I had a part, you know, just having a part in giving of what I had as income. When you learn those things, you know, you become a part. And, you know, God built on that. Amen. All right? I want to emphasize that again. Bountifulness. Giving with your heart in it. And not being afraid of missing out. I decree, when I speak my confessions and decrees, I say, no matter how much I give, I'll not be afraid. Amen. I'm not going to draw back. And say, oh, no, you can't, I mean, you can't go wrong when you give bountifully, when you put your heart in it to God. Amen. But now, here's the thing. When you do it many times, the environment, there are things that lurk in that environment. Intimidation. Hindering spirits that don't want to see you do that. They know you've tapped into the law of increase. Hello? And so let's take a look at a story. There were 7 spirits that we talked about. There were 5 different characters in this story when someone gave to the Lord. And I wanted to show you how when you give when you sow, when you tap your potential, you maximize some things, there are going to be things in your environment that show up. People will show up. The hearts of people will show up. See, you bother people when you're giving your best to God and they're not. Don't shout me down. When you're really praising God and they give them a little halfway praise and you gonna sweat it, you know, you all out your shoes and you can't sit still. And what's wrong with him? Yeah. You know, they feel bad about it because you're really pressing into God. Hello? And they'll do one or two things. They'll either get away from you next time or they'll want to put their praise on too. But it'll affect people. So, see, people are affected when you max out. Because the average Joe just like being average. They don't like maxing out. They don't like taking the risk. They don't like necessarily tapping potential. They don't like to stand out. I got a letter a while back. I told you I was back in 2012 on the 12th of the 12th month. A letter that was brought. It wasn't even mailed. It was brought from Cincinnati, Ohio, and handed to me. Said that they needed to get this in my hand right away. And it didn't even have a stamp on it. Had our address and everything on it, but it was hand-delivered on the 12th day of the 12th month of 2012. It was a prophetic word, too, from someone that Pastor and I highly esteem. Some of us would know them if I said their name. But they were in the hospital, and I hadn't heard from them in years and years. But they said, while they were in the hospital, only a few people came before them, and I was one of them. And they spoke a prophetic word and such, which I'm holding fast to. But I think about where it all started. Pastor and I were one of the first ones way back in the early 90s, I think it was, the early 90s. We sowed a seed. This was maybe in late 80s, early, I forget when it was. It was sometime around that time period. God blessed us to sow a seed while the person was in this city. They never forgot it. But you know, when we sowed that seed, that person prophesied over us. Said, I see you flying everywhere. Said, I see you on radio. We ain't got no radio. Said, I see you on TV. All this stuff, it was so accurate. Now we can look back at it and say it was very accurate. But the fact of the matter was, there was a bountifulness in our heart.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 34 of The Faith Crisis, Arise and Build. The purpose of building the church is to finish the work of the kingdom. Become rooted and grounded in Christ. There is a mantle you must receive in the Spirit. Sanctify your heart so it can rest on you. There is a fire kindling. A phenomenon is coming to the house of God, but you must build according to the blueprint.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.